Blog Talk Radio. Today we're going to talk about pesticides. If anything should be outlawed, one of them should be pesticides. I'm going to read a couple of articles that will help prove the dangers of using things like good old Roundup around your yard and family, including your pets. The dangers of these chemicals is way more than is ever advertised to the general public. In our neighborhood, we are pressured by the landowners to use pesticides regularly. The dangers of this are high in such close neighbor borders. If one or two neighbors use things like Roundup, we are going to have the effects of the poison too. Environment, health, pesticides, just over dandelions, health benefits in most weeds, stop using pesticides now. You are hurting your family and pets. So, what do we think of that? Roundup, quick death for... I might only read one. Roundup, quick death of weeds. Slow and painful death for you. This is a healthy home economist. Embrace your right to a lifetime of health by Sarah, the healthy home economist. This is at www.thehealthyhomeeconomist.com. /roundup-quick-death-4-weeds-slow- and then painful, and then death for you, front. You've seen the commercials. All-American dad, pump sprayer in hand, attacking those pesky weeds. Growing in the cracks of the family's driveway with a vengeance, he chooses Roundup, of course. Why? Because Roundup kills weeds to the roots. So they won't come back, making you the laughing stock of your suburban neighborhood. Roundup, Roundup everywhere. Most homeowners use it without a second thought. Many schools even use it, blithely spraying around planting beds and sidewalks where children walk and play, tracking its residues into classrooms, cars, homes, and little bodies. Roundup is indisputably the king of herbicides and one of Monsanto's most lucrative crown jewels. Not only is it widely used by consumers, it is also heavily used by industrial agriculture. More popular than any other herbicide worldwide, its residues are found in the staple crops of the Western diet, sugar, corn, soy, and wheat, and in the plethora of processed foods made with these foods as well. In particular, GMO corn and soy are heavily doused in Roundup, as these crops are genetically engineered to be immune to its withering effects. If that doesn't affect you at all, then it's hopeless. The trouble is, while Roundup is highly effective at killing weeds, it also proved highly effective at killing us too. Slowly but surely and insidiously via Roundup's deadly active ingredient, glyphosate. See, they even know it's a deadly chemical. While the pesticide industry maintains that glyphosate is minimally toxic to humans, new research published in the journal Entropy strongly argues otherwise, by shedding light on exactly how glyphosate disrupts mammalian physiology. Authored by Anthony Samzel and Stephanie Sinoff of MIT, the paper investigates glyphosate's inhibition of citrochrome P450, holy cows, enzymes, an overlooked component of lethal toxicity to mammals. In the in-depth video interview below, groundbreaking research, Dr. Senef describes a mechanism by which the glyphosate in Roundup disrupts human biological processes. The currently accepted view is that glyphosate is not harmful to humans or to any mammals because the Shikimate pathway found in plants is absent in animals. The Shikimate pathway is involved with plant synthesis of certain amino acids and is lethally disrupted by glyphosate. What is going to been completely overlooked until now is that the Shikimate pathway is present in beneficial gut bacteria, which play a critical role in human health. Gut bacteria aid digestion, prevent permeability of the gastrointestinal tract, synthesize vitamins, and provide the foundation for robust immunity. Glyphosate disrupts the functioning and beneficial gut bacteria in synergy with disruption of the biosynthesis of important amino acids via the Shikimate pathway. Glyphosate inhibits the citrochrome P450P enzyme produced by the gut microbiome. CYP enzymes are critical to human biology because they detoxify the multitude of foreign chemical compounds, xenobiotics, that we're exposed to in our modern environmental today. As a result, humans expose to glyphosate through use of Roundup or similar agents in their community or through ingestion of its residues and industrialized food products become even more vulnerable to the damaging effects of other chemicals and environmental toxins they encounter. What's worse is that the negative impact of glyphosate exposure is slow and insidious over months and years as inflammation gradually gains a foothold in the cellular systems of the body. The consequence of this systematic inflammation are most of the diseases and conditions associated with the Western lifestyle. The list that it can contribute to diseases is gastrointestinal disorders, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, depression, autism, infertility, cancer, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's disease, the list goes on and on and on. In summary, Dr. Senoff's study of Roundup's ghastly glyphosate uncovers the manner in which this lethal environmental toxin gradually and inevitably disrupts homeostasis in the human body, the tragic end result of disease, degeneration, widespread suffering. Now, this is also just eating the food that's affected or around pesticides. Still want to shoot those weeds with some Roundup and buy those unlabeled GMO-laced processed foods in the pretty packages at the supermarket? Then watch Monsanto's Roundup herbicide featuring the Darth Vader chemical. And you can watch this video. I wish we could watch it together. I didn't know I had a video, The Health Dangers of Roundup by Jeff M. Smith interviews Dr. Stephanie Senoff, PhD. Open autism. Well, we're going to stop that for now, and we're going to go to another article. Discusses same thing. Hopefully this is getting through you and you'll think twice about spraying those pesky dandelions. Do you know that dandelion roots detoxify the liver and other organs in the body, regulate functioning? This is dandelion. Yes. Good old dandelion. Since the first genetically engineered crops were approved for commercial production in the United States in the mid-1990s, GMO corn and soy have come to nearly dominate the industry. More than 90% of both crops are now genetically engineered, and GMO cotton, alfalfa, sugar beets have enjoyed similar commercial success. In many cases, the crops have been genetically modified to withstand the herbicide glyphosate, which Monsanto sells under the brand name Roundup. While there has been endless emphasis on the possible and as yet unfounded health risks associated with consuming the GMO crops themselves, perhaps the focus should have been on the herbicide itself. The altered crops allow farmers to spray their fields and only kill unwanted weeds, a boon that has caused glyphosate use to skyrocket over the last two decades, jumping from 20 million pounds used per year in 1992 to more than 250 million pounds in 2011. On Friday, the World Health Organization's Cancer Group, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, announced that it is probably carcinogenic, the glyphosate. According to a review of studies on agricultural chemicals published in the medical journal The Lancet, the group of international cancer researchers found limited evidence of glyphosate, the highest global production volumes herbicide on the market, causing cancer in humans, specifically non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Studies, occupational exposure to glyphosate in the United States, Canada, and Sweden reported increased risks for non-Hodgkin lymphoma that persisted after adjustment for other pesticides. In studies of rodents, glyphosate has been linked with a number of cancers. Monsanto, which pioneered the elegant business model of selling both a broad-spectrum herbicide and commodity crop seeds that are immune to it, quickly refuted the announcement. We don't know how IARC could reach a conclusion that is such a dramatic departure from the conclusion reached by all regulatory agencies around the globe. Philip Miller, Vice President of Global Regulatory Affairs, said in a statement, "Indeed, in 2014, the Environmental Protection Agency increased the amount of glyphosate residue that can remain on fruits and vegetables, according to an EPA consumer fact sheet. Short-term health risk of glyphosate exposure are limited to congestion of the lungs and increased breathing rate. Long-term, according to the EPA, high levels of exposure can cause kidney damage and reproductive issues. Glyphosate is even less toxic than the bug repellent you put on your children's skin." Pablo Vanquero, Director of Corporate Affairs for Monsanto in Argentina, told the Associated Press, 2013. So is this article refuting it or promoting it? Jeez. The headline for that story, Argentina's link health problems to agrochemicals after the agricultural sector was opened. GMO soy and corn cotton in 1986, rates of cancer and birth defects have spiked in rural regions. They're increasingly dominated by soy farms. In Chaco province, there have been regional birth reports showing quadrupling of congenital defects from 19.1% 10,000 to 85.3 per 10,000 the decade after genetically modified crops and the agrochemicals were approved in Argentina. Oh, I'm sure that's just a coincidence, right? Good Lord. Similarly, the herbicide is believed by some to be behind a little understood. Is believed by some to be behind a little understood kidney disease suffered by farm workers in Central America. More than 20,000 people, predominantly men who work harvesting sugarcane, have died of kidney failure in the last 20 years. 20,000, according to researchers at Boston University. Some believe that glyphosate exposure is at least partly responsible, although no scientific link has been established. Similar disease has cropped up in Sri Lanka, where the government briefly banned the sale of glyphosate. While Dutch lawmakers have responded to health concerns by ending the sale of consumer gardening products containing glyphosate, which are widely available at garden centers in the United States, it's unlikely that similar restrictions from the U.S. government will follow the WHO announcement. Jeez, Dutch outlaw it. They're always ahead of the game. And we have it all over the place. Unbelievable. According to the EPA, once again, there is a reasonable certainty that no harm will result to the general population or to infants and children from aggregate exposure, unless glyphosate is indeed a carcinogen that is. I don't know. I'm not convinced we're spraying something on something. It's a chemical. And it's good for us. Come on. I am not convinced. I do not know. Oh, yeah, okay. That makes sense. I have 9 minutes left. Time for a couple songs. I believe I'm terribly sensitive to any kind of pesticide. I don't use it, but if a neighbor uses it or anything, I come down with a host of symptoms. My son is the same way. I think we're highly sensitive to the chemicals. And that's about all I have to say about it. I think it should be outlawed. And have a great day.
Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from our loneliness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from my loneliness. Thank you. what shady foes we become. Keep stabbing our brother in the back, this is what we'll get. What shady foes we become. Is it to the end? Or can we re-evolve into something, something real? If ever again.
Well, I want everyone to have a great day. It's sunny out here. It's beautiful. And pray that pesticides are outlawed in America. Amen. Ciao.